you? Who are you?
It's the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the WIP.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is your Wednesday edition of your favorite internet radio show. And I'm pretty sure it's your favorite. If not, it will be. Because, hey, unlike Alex Jones and the rest of those fucking other supposed Patriot radio shows, we actually have fun. And instead of fear-mongering, I teach you hate-mongering. No, I'm just kidding. I want you to get pissed off, and I want you to laugh at those that you are pissed off at. So anyways, yeah, well, let's kick this show off. Today, I would like to give a big shout out to Marino. Marino, he sent me this article from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Year in Hate and Extremism, 2010, for their intelligence report, Spring 2011 issue. Yeah, that just came out. Apparently, they are calling any patriot and militia groups hate groups. Yeah, anybody that hates the way the government is being run, anyone that realizes that things that are being done criminally, things that are being allowed that shouldn't be happening, that should be stopped under law, apparently you're a racist. And you know, I've spoken out against many things that the Southern Poverty Law Center deem as racist if somebody does that. But hey, since I'm real, I'm not on this list. On the list that they put out a couple years ago. This is a new list that came out. And yours truly is not on it, so I'm not in the cool crowd yet. But of course, we are Change, Oath Keepers, a lot of militia groups, the John Birch Society, which I hear bad things. I hear him bad things. A lot of militias that are on this list, and they're calling them racistas. Yeah, well, Chris Vortex is, why is the Southern Poverty Law Center so rich? I'll tell you why. Because they are funded. In fact, I don't know who they're funded by yet. I mean, that's something we gotta look into because financial. Let's check the financial information. And you know what, really? The Southern Poverty Law Center is a tax-exempt charitable organization. How are they a charitable organization if they talk about, politics? How can they get away with being a 501c3? I mean, if you're a political organization, you can't be a 501c3. That's one thing. But, here, hate groups topped 1,000 for the first time since the Southern Poverty Law Center began counting such groups. You know what, and they're unfairly counting a lot of groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Seriously, who the hell is the Southern Poverty Law Center? In fact, let's go through this list, huh? Let's go through this list, let's see. Let me give a big shout out before I continue, you know, as always, KC, LT Wolfpack, Sludge Report, how you doing, Sludge? Christy, and Vortex, and, well, I saw Nancy, well, yeah, Nancy, I did say Nancy, didn't I? Yes, I did. Hold on, I got Brian D. Brian D., what's up?
Yeah, I'm here, boss.
How you doing? What you think about the Southern Poverty Law Center coming out with an article stating that a lot of militia groups, a lot of patriot groups that are talking about real issues, that are talking about basically stopping stuff that are just illegal to begin with and shouldn't be allowed to happen. Anyone that speaks out against the criminal government is obviously a racist. How you feel about that?
Well, I happen to be sitting in a certain position amongst the Republic of Illinois, where I've acquired the title of Northern Division Commander of the Illinois Sons of Liberty. Feel free to double-check my credentials on the IllinoisSonsOfLiberty.com website.
Okay.
Considering I'm Native American, it's kind of hard to really give any sort of racist...
Oh, it's on the list. Congratulations, the Illinois Sons of Liberty have made the hate group list for 2011, so take a bow, my friend.
You know, I'm on a variety of lists considering some of the things I'm involved in, and I don't really mind that. Everyone around me and you know, that matters anyway knows where I'm coming from. I have no ill intentions, and one of my, like, best mottos I've stuck to from day one states that not one shot fired and not one drop of blood if it's under my command, and that's why I'm in the position that I'm in, to make sure that peaceful negotiations can happen, and that even the closest of minds might start opening just a little bit if I'm going to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, wouldn't you say that it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Southern Poverty Law Center's best interest is if they start provocateuring groups to try to begin to be violent?
Well, then they just would no longer be part of the group. I mean, quite simply, people that have signed up, that I have met, that I've shaken hands with, met their families, seen them at work, I know that these people are the waiter serving you. These are the hotel lobby people that are taking you to your room. These are the taxi drivers. These are people from all over that meet a variety of different labels. However, labels to me really don't seem to fit anyone in particular, because we're all different in our own way, and I respect that. Being in the position that I hold, if you ever go to the www.IllinoisSonsOfLiberty.com website, you'll see that our bylaws state that we're open to every kind, creed, religion, male, female, as long as you're between the ages of 17 and 70, and you love your country, and you have a belly button, not one of those new clones I heard that they're out there in the in the government right now. But, you know, that being said, we're open to anybody who's here that just wants to educate their families, their communities, and let them know that, hey, you know, things aren't always what they seem. You might want to prepare just in case for a few things that could very well come our way in the near future. But we're not here in opposition to anyone necessarily, although I will say that I do oppose anyone who's holding a seat right now who's part of a legitimate, verifiable, illegal corporation posing as my government. I'd say I'm more open to any proponent for the Constitution, circa the Civil War, when it was not suspended, because, you know, we are in martial law right now, right?
Right, since the Civil War.
I mean, we've been in martial law since they declared war. They never declared martial law or took us out of war. The flag we all love so much with the horizontal stripes is really the military flag of war, especially if there's a gold fringe around it. Me personally, I don't know who to believe anymore, but I know my enemy is the one that does not stand behind this country's sovereignty, my state's sovereignty, and my personal sovereignty. Anybody who crosses those boundaries, I will officially draw a line in the sand. And you come across that line, we all have the right to protect and defend what's ours. And some people don't really realize that you might have already signed over some of those rights to the corporation. If you see your name anywhere in all capital letters on any ID that you certainly hold, you might want to think about what those contracts mean to you and what you've
are.
No.
I'm just staying shut because, hey, the floor is yours.
You know, as far as militia goes, I'll shake anybody's hand. And you know what? You do me wrong, you did me wrong.
Right.
You don't speak for the entire nation. If somebody doesn't like me right now, by no means do I speak for the entire Native American livelihood and its past. I'm just one man.
So,
you know?
So hypothetically speaking, if I was to call you and say, you, sir, are anti-American, we must fight, you wouldn't go out and say, well, he's threatened the Alicia Sons of Liberty, militia. Or you would just say, yeah. Because there is a scumbag on this network that he likes to slander a lot of people, and then once you say, okay, it's time for me to kick your ass, they're threatening the Georgia militia movement.
You know, people can point fingers and they can shake fists, and you know what? You know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Right.
And you can put labels on me. I fight disinformation from all realms on a daily basis, and people need to start opening their eyes a little bit wider and deciding, well, by saying what this man or woman just said, what do they have to benefit, and what are they doing to push forward towards solutions? Everything that, you know, changes our course or distracts us from the goal is pretty much disinformation. There's a lot of hearsay involved and a lot of he said, she said, and what you interpreted it in your own time, in your own way, the way you were brought up for your own reason. But you need to dig a little bit further and really start to grasp the concept that there are more disinformation agents out there than you realize. And a lot of people are now using social networking to kind of open themselves to ideas as far as, you know, forgive me if I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, the New World Order, Illuminati, all the way down to chemtrails. You know, I'm not going to get into reptilian bloodlines and and Anarchy or anything of that. I'm going to freak people out. I mean, that's not where I go. I'm right now here calling on behalf of the Illinois Sons of Liberty as well as the Republics that have been restored across this country. And there are moves being made. There is a peaceful negotiation process happening as we speak right now. And I think people need to determine once again the de facto. Look it up. Capital D-E, capital F-A-C-T-O, de facto. That's a corporate. That's a corporation living under corporate law, as we have been since the Civil War. And everything from that point on is made in the name of the corporate law. And we have been, I think, misguided, and the wool, proverbial wool, has been pulled over our eyes. And we need to start realizing this fact and decide, do we want to keep working for the corporation under the Fed and be their sheeple and be their slaves? Or do we want to move forward and get America out of this downward spiral that we are on? It doesn't really matter what he said, she said, what he looks like, what she looks like. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. It's not going to get us to move forward, which we need resolution a couple of years ago, actually a decade ago, and we're way behind. We are actually taking this to the fence. I can't tell you how. Yes, I can, actually. Hang on one second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
682 official phone calls through other members across the country that I've spoken to that all know that the proverbial poo-poo is very close to hitting the fan in some way, shape, degree, or form. We all don't know exactly how, when, or why, but we do know something's coming. Would you disagree?
No, of course. I mean, this is a conspiracy theory. We do talk conspiracy theory. We do speak out against the New World Order, the Freemasons, the Zionists. I mean, we try to be a surgeon. Yeah.
Then let's kick it up a few notches. Who's the Secretary of State running the show right now?
Hillary Clinton.
And what reason and what purpose do you feel that that person sitting in the seat they're in, knowing where they've been, knowing what they're up to and who they rub elbows with, what do you think would be a purpose to have every single ambassador in the entire world to meet in Washington only a few weeks ago for the first time in American history ever? Does that raise any eyebrows amongst the people listening to your show?
Well, the only thing that I could think of right now is because to give their marching orders to start pushing for a one world government, or to start trying to get some, start making some treaties and stuff like that.
Jekyll Island happened unannounced behind closed doors with people in power. I don't really trust, no offense coming from a certain aspect, being Native and all, when certain kinds of people do certain things behind closed doors without the transparency that we were told we would have, especially something to that degree.
Yeah, we all knew that wasn't going to happen.
And while some people wanted to believe, I'll admit, that man with his teleprompter gave me a couple lumps in my throat because I actually saw a little bit of hope. But then again, you realize all his speeches are written by Bush cabinet members that have been rewriting his speeches for many years and used actual technology and actual words such as hope and believe that are so universal to people.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, that whole hope campaign. In fact, when I was walking home from in my neighborhood, I was passing by this truck. For some reason, I guess in other countries they allow expatriates to vote in their elections. So there was this advertisement for this woman, Meet Kiko, from goodness, what country was that? I want to say Uruguay.
Paraguay, or
I forgot, one South American country, where apparently there's a lot of Chinese people there. So she's running for president, and in Spanish, she uses the change for change. That's her slogan, for change, por cambio.
Interesting.
So I mean, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because it's hope and change. How's that hopey and changey working out for you?
You know, just to retract and kind of stay back on topic, you know, you mentioned, you know, Chinese being in Paraguay, and it got me back to as far as what do I know about any militia groups being prejudiced, you know, or not open to other backgrounds, races, religions, etc. Although I can state that, you know, the original idea of the Sons of Liberty going all the way back to the beginning of the revolution, you know, this country absolutely was founded upon Christian principles. And, you know, Christian principles are very important, and I think that's part of what this country has lost.
Peru. Peru.
Ross Peru?
Yes, Ross Peru, the third party third world candidate. Yep, I found it. Kiko. Well, she's kind of cute. Yeah, that poster didn't do no justice. I saw some other pictures, and he's like, ugh. So I punched in the face, yeah.
And we love people from Peru and Paraguay, and I like Ross Perot as well, to a degree. The bow tie had to go,
big ears and all.
But, you know, again, retracing into being open to races, creeds, kinds, religion, hopefully some of you out there jumped on the website just to take a look. I don't want to take them away from your website here either way. But, you know, the fact of the matter
Sons of Illinois.com. Check it out after this.
No. That was Illinois Sons of Liberty.
Oops. Illinois Sons of Liberty.com. There you go.
I appreciate that. Didn't mean to push a plug on the other bus. But,
why not?
You know, that being said, again, back to the race thing. I mean, we're open to any race, creed, and kind. That's not really the issue. It's just about getting Americans in general. I mean, if you're proud to be an American, or if you came here and you struggled to get here and raise your family.
What type of person don't you welcome in?
Actually, I oppose the prejudice people. I've kicked out probably six people that have approached us in the past.
So basically, you're racist towards racist people.
No, that still wouldn't make me racist. I put them on suspension until they realize what mistakes that they made in using the N-word around me. And they're not let back into the group. And that's not the type of mentality that I want to deal with. Whether you're armed and stock locked and loaded to the teeth doesn't really matter. That's not. If I'm out, let me say this: two of my close lieutenants are actually both African American. Some of the smartest men I know. They're wise, they're strong, and they have a good background, and they're also honest and reputable people. So
Obama supporter?
I think I support originally what I thought he wanted to do, and then that seemed to change.
Sorry.
Now, I don't personally know the man, and I know a lot of the media attention, how that can be pushed one way or the other, and I know he's in tons of speculation. I can say this, if his speeches are what his true intention was, then I can appreciate that, because I know once he was put into power, he just became a puppet anyway, and I don't know whether or not he was ready for that. If we can all say, yeah, he's the Antichrist and a clone and a big NWO guy, I don't know that officially, although a lot of things are pointing in that route, but I do support what I thought the man was going to be, and I think a lot of us wanted that change and that hope, and he was going to make it all transparent, and he was going to expose all these people and the corporations behind it, and then
he's ninth cousins with Cheney.
Right, and I didn't know any of that beforehand, so again, I stick to the fact that I thought I liked what I heard in the speeches and had some hope for change, and then
all due respect, we don't need the disclaimer. I mean, what are your thoughts on the man currently?
Knowing what I know now, you know, he is the president of the de facto corporation known as the United States of America, Inc. Unfortunately, in the position that group is in, I'm not necessarily in favor of those actions, but I respectfully do as I do on the side of the de jure. And I can't say that I oppose anything, because in doing so would almost be creating an instance that I would rather not put the Illinois Sons of Liberty in. If they were to say, well, you said on the radio that you oppose them, then you no, I'm not going there with you, buddy. But I will say that standing back from where we are aware of his actions, and we are not happy with a lot of the things he has done, nor the actual, you know, government in place at this moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I mean, for the record, you know, on this show, I speak out against Obama. I think he was a plant, a setup to begin with to trick silly minorities that don't pay attention to the news and don't understand how this how the system works, to try to say, well, he's not Bush, he's changed, and now look where he's leading this country. And and I'm not saying it's all his fault. He's a puppet, of course. He is a puppet of the New World Order, and I know you don't like the N-word, but, you know, since I'm just dark enough, you know, I when I use it, I, you know, mean an ignorant person, and I do think that Obama is ignorant, because of what he's doing, and I mean, seriously, no sane person would allow, would continue to continue the Bush policies, continually borrow from China, continually keep this war going. He made all these promises. He outright lied to us. He lied to American people. He's just as criminal as Bush, which is why a lot of people are calling him. He's just nothing but a dark-skinned Bush. I mean, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Sure, and, you know, now removing myself as a representative of the Illinois Sons of Liberty, I guess I have the power to do that and just speak as an individual and not
right
on
ahead.
Behalf of anyone.
Let me say the disclaimer. Brian here, he's speaking for himself. He is not speaking for the Illinois Sons of Liberty. Anyone that uses his words against the Illinois state, Illinois Sons of Liberty are obviously COINTELPRO and cowards and at that. So with that being said, the disclaimer has been thrown out. Brian, you have the floor once more.
I appreciate that. You know, speaking for myself, knowing what I know and what doing my own research, you know, it's obvious who he's working for. It's obvious he's a puppet. With this information all around me, it's hard to really bombard and focus on what's true and what's not. There's always hearsay. Everything that we read is hearsay by an author of someone else who got that from someone else, no matter how you look at it. Based on what I'm seeing, based on the facts and figures, you know, before me, you know, borrowing $300 trillion from the
why there are several proposed bills out there. The first one being the Read the Bills Act that will, I mean, you probably heard the commercials, that will slow Congress down, way down. And also there's this other bill that I saw that a lot of people on the internet are trying to propose, are simplify the bill. Read the bill and simplify the bill. Because, I mean, of course they add all this pork and extra nonsense that doesn't belong there. I mean, that's I mean, you're right. I mean, they probably have some stuff where, okay, well, we're going to allocate $60 billion to give yo-yos to the people of Nigeria. So that way they could stop sending people spam as Queen Amidala and say that they have $60 million for them.
You know, focusing back on what's going on within this country, I'm sure you're familiar with chemtrails. I'm sure you're familiar with Monsanto.
Yes.
I'm sure
yes.
You're familiar with the Gulf oil spill. I'm sure you're familiar with animals of all kinds dropping across this country, not only this country, but outside of the country. Cancer rates tripling, drug prescriptions doubling, you know, laws, gun laws being revoked, and people, you know, the states trying to declare their sovereignty from this federal guise that's the corporation. You know, a lot of things are happening all at once. You know, Ronnie Paul's screaming out of his hole trying to get things done, but yet, you know, he's being opposed, even though you know that man should have been president for the last, you know, 8 years. It all comes down to, like, a point where, again, people need to draw their own line in the sand. How much more are you going to take? How long are you going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired? This has gone on for generations. My grandma, God bless her, 99 years old, remember when she actually had to deal with Social Security, quote-unquote, for the first time. We haven't had to deal with this as long as America has been around. They just proposed things like Social Security since, what was that, 1818, if you know your history? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, not too sure about that one.
Okay. Well, you're familiar with the Social Security Act. At one point, you know, you had the Great Depression. You had go ahead and relinquish all the gold from the people. Matter of fact, it was illegal to hold gold. Right.
Yeah, in fact, there's an article saying that the U.S. might do that again if...
Well, that's kind of what I was leading to.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
Gold's on the rise right now, and all the ones who are paying attention of cornering that market basically bought a good majority of what's available. Now, wouldn't it make sense to do exactly what was done during the last Depression? If you were looking from the eyes of the de facto, isn't that almost forthcoming? Couldn't that very well potentially happen? I mean, right now you're hearing it maybe, you know, amongst the underground, you know, media and sharing and, you know, intel, but that's not mainstream yet. It sounds like you feel that it could very well happen in this lifetime in the very short future. As far as confiscating gold from the people, considering they're kind of doing it commercially anyway with all these new...
That's why I wrote an article a year back saying, don't sell your gold, you fools. I mean, you know, it's especially with how much gold is worth. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, well, easy money. This is gold I'm not going to use anyways. People don't understand that, you know, the where is this gold going? Where I mean, why are they, you know, and you know they're lowballing people.
Let me ask you, if you were to give me, let's say, a diamond, for example, and I chopped a branch off of a tree and handed it to you and said, I'll give you this branch of this tree because this is a magical tree, and this tree will make, you know, you can trade it for food, you can trade it for anything else you want, but if you give me that diamond, I'll give you this whole tree. Would you make that trade?
I would be a little skeptical.
Well, sure. What magical tree? Money, all it is just got same tree, just a bunch of ink on it. Doesn't matter how much they give you. Still not worth anything.
Exactly.
I mean, you
mentioned the diamond. I mean, if you really think about it, a diamond's not really worth that much either. It's backed by fate. It's a fiat type thing, like paper is. So your analogy is basically saying you're offering me fiat for a fiat.
Pretty much, although gold, I hate to say, you know, from the beginning of time, people have been storing gold for more reasons than wealth. Gold, by far, in especially some older cultures that had gold as sedimentary in their freshwater springs, have shown to have many properties that are good for your health. Gold has, I do believe, certain properties beyond just the fact that it's wealth. Diamonds, on the other hand, I can't really say that other than it's really, really old compressed coal. Don't really see too much worth in that. But gold, on the other hand, you know, ancient cultures saved it for a reason. And I do believe it's important to say that. I think, yes, you're right. You should stash onto it and, you know, hide it, and so to speak, if you have to.
Okay.
Sorry, I do believe that, you know, the powers that be, there are people, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of, what is it that, you know, if you want to go back in the pyramids and all that, sarcophagus? Yeah, yep, sarcophagus is coincidentally were all gold lined. You know what the purpose of a sarcophagus was, if you ever saw, I don't know, anything like Stargate, right?
Yeah, well, no, Stargate, one of my favorite shows.
SG-1, that was a pretty cool show, wasn't it?
Oh, okay, now it's geek time. Oh, did you get a chance to see Continuum and what was the other one? I know I bought that DVD as well.
If it's in movie form, I'll look it up. I'll admit I have not watched TV for over 5 years at all. I watch movies from time to time, but I don't watch any mainstream TV at all.
Well, neither do I. I killed my TV like 3 years ago, and mostly because I got tired of paying for something that I could pretty much get for free online, and without none of the programming, you know.
Yeah, quote unquote programming. Buy spend.
Yeah, well, I felt the difference. I mean, a month out without having TV, without being constantly hypnotized, I was getting more stuff done. I started having more ideas. Like the inspiration spirit in my brain, you know, for lack of a better term. Not that I think there's an actual spirit of inspiration living in your brain. I just, you know, it hits you. You know, that inspiration. You know, you start getting inspired, your imagination just wakes back up.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's all in our DNA, and that's all there. I think Stargate symbolically actually opens our minds to the ideas that, you know what, we're this little piece of dust in a ginormous universe, and there's multitudes and zillions and Google amounts of other planets and systems out there that have suns, that have a certain life perimeter to where they could, you know, support life on another planet. It is a possibility. And I think, you know, the fact that we've only been here for so many millions of years and the universe has been here gajillions of gazillions of billions of years longer than that, the probabilities are pretty high that other life can exist on other planets. And they're all at different levels of evolution, so to speak. And, you know, if you want to get 2012 with it, you know, it's my own philosophy that I don't really believe that, you know, me personally, I don't really think we go to necessarily what some people would consider religiously as quote-unquote heaven. I mean, in the clouds with a white man, you know, playing a harp with some pearly gates, you know, it makes some sense to a degree if you want to, you know, create that kind of dimension. But realistically, I don't really think that, you know, the inside, this little piece of, you know, energy here that's keeping my brain and my mouth moving and my hands up on my desk here, you know, I think that stays to exist, and I think we're meant to evolve here in the near future. And I think all this, I mean, I've noticed it through my own experiments that as long as you kind of stay on a positive path and try to, you know, make the right decisions and, you know, walk in karma like I do, so to speak, that I'm realizing that more and more good things on a daily basis, an hourly basis, by the minute, good things are happening to me.
That's a given. I mean, it's staying positive and basically not being a jerk to people. I mean, I've noticed that my life is a lot easier, and I like to, you know, and I like to pass this on to kids and stuff. You know, when you walk around, stop acting like a tough guy. I mean, sometimes you have to be a tough guy, but you don't have to be an asshole to everybody. You know, you say please, you say thank you. You accidentally step on someone's shoe, you apologize. I mean, because, come on, there's no need to be like, oh, what are you going to do? No, it's, come on, it's like, yo, my bad, you know, there's no re- if you don't have to have a battle with somebody, you shouldn't have to. There's no reason to fight if there's no, you know, if you don't have to fight, there's no reason to fight. So, I mean, being polite, being positive with somebody is a lot less stressful than having to, you know, fight the world and be a jerk to people. So
I'll admit, man, back in high school, I was one of those hard rock, heavy metal, mosh pit kind of, you know, wearing all black, grew the hair out kind of guys. And, you know, I just assumed probably fight you, spit on you, especially if you got in my way and caused problems on a personal level. You know, you don't mess with my crew kind of thing. But, you know, now that I'm older and the crew's larger and we're all men and, you know, we've got things going on here, it only makes more sense to kind of do these random acts that my guys pride themselves in doing. You know, when the floods happened here on the southeast side of Illinois, you know, a good portion of my guys actually went out there and started filling sandbags with the National Guard. You know, if somebody out here, you know, had, I don't know if you know, we had almost, what, 3-4 feet of snow in some places out here in Illinois recently. And, you know, we've got guys out there with shovels trying to help people out that either A, are stuck, B, can't get out of their homes or vehicles, and, you know, even bringing food and supplies to the ones that needed it. You know, it's not just being nice anymore. It's, you got to kind of, only makes sense to really go out of your way to do something, because, you know what, that guy that you gave that smile to, or you picked up the dollar that he dropped, or, you know, you held a door for that gal. You know, that goes a long way. And if people keep doing that for each other, regardless of the consequence, you know, it can only spread the good. And that's all this group wants to do, is as well as myself, to be honest with you. And I think we need to keep that message to stay on the positive track.
Yeah, I got somebody else that wants to call in. I'm trying
hey, no problem.
It's always good.
You can
stay on. I mean, you can stay on as much as you like. In fact, you have a forever invitation to call in whenever you like. So
hey, I appreciate it. You just sent me that message on Skype a few moments ago, so I figured, yeah, why not? I listened to the show.
So yeah, let me add. Oops, am I echoing? Yes, I'm Echo. Yes, there we go. I am no longer echoing. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear an echo from you. Who else did you want to bring in?
Yeah, I'm bringing in a friend of mine, Marino. He wanted to call in and say a few words.
Sure.
I'm trying to call him on Skype. He wasn't ready. Oy, oy. alright, well, anyways. Yeah, okay, I'll just keep it going. I'll just keep it logged in. So in case anybody wants to call in using Skype, it's Crotch Shot Radio. My friend Marino, he's going to call in and talk. But anyways, continue your point. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just, we're just kind of getting into, you know, I guess karma. You know, even though I've got, you know, Christian-based, I've been baptized. You know, my mom's the Native American in me. You know, I know a lot of things medicine-wise as well, but, you know, I'm actually really feel that it's good to be open to, you know, majority of religions. You know, what kind of right-wing extremist, buck-tooth, African-American or any religion or race hater do you know? You know, that really talks about karma and trying to, you know, make peace with even your enemy, you know, and crossing those kind of boundaries. Is that really, hopefully I'm dispelling the preconceived notions and labels put upon, you know, some of the militias out there anyway.
Well, of course. I mean, look, they always try to demonize militias because they view militias as the problem. And so they're going to come out with lies. They're going to try to discredit it. And, you know, if they can't find anything. I mean, look what they did to the Hooterie. And look, all of them got, they had a government agent try to inform on them, and they all got off. Anyways, I got Marino on. Marino, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Louie? How you been?
Long time no see, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just listening to your radio. Just had a few comments on that Southern Poverty Law Center article that I sent you before. I'm just surprised that they're just continuously adding to this list and not giving a chance for these other organizations to, you know, be, you know, removed from this list. And
of course not. Because I mean, I hate to contribute to this whole liberal versus conservative type thing when they both don't address what's the real cause of the issues that are facing us today. But I mean, what you get from liberals is they'll judge you with the minimalist amounts of information, and once you're labeled, you're labeled, and that's it. There is no way to dispute it. They'll be like, but we have a black guy in the group. How the hell are we a white supremacist? Well, you know, you gotta get a token. Oh, you're racist. You're racist. I bet he's your Uncle Tom. You know. You know.
I think you can't be removed from this at all. It's just that this list keeps growing and growing, and one of the ones was the Constitution Party. I mean, why are they even on there? They're supposed to be, you know, they're going back to, you know, the constitutional values of what this country was founded on. How can they even be a part of a hate group?
They're going to demonize anybody that's actually got a legitimate, movement going on that really opposes the lies of the corporation, and you know that corporation, no matter what list we get put on, you know, is already broke. I mean, officially broke.
Yeah, we've been broke, and they can't pay. Go on.
And when they can't pay, you know, not only their executives, but you know, if they can't pay the law enforcement, they can't pay the traffic watchers. They can't pay the meter maids. What's going to happen?
You read the Constitution, you're a terrorist. You're against the war, you're a terrorist. You know, you want to stop, you know, people from breaking the law by sneaking into this country without the proper channels. You're a racist, or you know.
What's kind of funny, man? To be labeled as a terrorist when all of my men train people how to react in case of a terrorist attack. It's like if I'm trying to help protect Americans, be prepared for all forms of a terrorist attack, both foreign and domestic. Yeah. How does that make me a terrorist? Come on, open your eyes, people.
Yeah, because only the military and police are allowed to have guns. The very people that are going around stopping you, like, what you doing here, boy, and shooting you in the head while you're cuffed, while a whole bunch of people are watching, and you still get off. It's like, there was no wrongdoing. You executed him because he was black! What? There you go. He was coming out of a strip club. He was going to get married the next day. I mean, well, actually, I kind of, you know, kind of messed up, but I think the cops were doing him a favor with that one. Have you seen that dude's wife?
Didn't those cops, like, get off the hook for that?
Oh, they did. And then here's Al Sharpton with his doopy ass. No justice, no peace. And then the next day is peace.
anything for free publicity. For, you know, Sharpton. He forgot it already, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, really, if Al Sharpton was to ever protest me, all I gotta do is stick my head out the window and scream, Tawana Brawley! Tawana Brawley! Tawana Brawley! You know, it's like, come on, dude. You know, he's nothing but a little New World Order freaking Uncle Tom himself. He's the real Uncle Tom. He's the one that's continually working for to continue this whole facade of race. I mean, to me, the reason why I can make racial jokes is because race doesn't exist. If you think about it, race doesn't exist. Biologically, you could have children with any colored person.
Exactly. That, right.
Yeah, you are 100% correct.
It's not species, right? It's you have six more Y chromosomes that say you have more melanoma than me, so therefore we're different. Blow me. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Exactly.
There's only one race, the human race.
Exactly. Exactly. So whenever they try this racial divide, like whenever someone gets fired for saying nigger on the air, or you know, well, what happened?
No, go ahead.
Don't worry. I'm dark enough. I can get away with it. You know, or you know, saying kike chink and all that on the air. You know, people get. See, you're still falling for the illusion of race. I mean, if there is no race, there's no such thing as race. So what? Like you said, so what? We have melanoma. So what? You're slanted eyed. So what? You know, you got a third leg.
Mine's more like, hey, if you got a belly button, you're pretty cool with me, because just so you know, clones, got to check people that don't have belly buttons. Those are the ones you should be worried about.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's all an illusion. So, I mean, when you have people like Al Sharpton, like, what's his name, that former kid, David Duke, even though David Duke does speak some truth, because he mixes truth with his bullshit, you know, they're still preaching a racial divide, and, you know, as the old saying goes, divide and conquer. When people start getting over their own bullshit and realizing, wait a minute, it isn't a black issue, it isn't a Hispanic issue, it's not a white issue, it's a people issue. And even then, even I'm starting to think, you know, it's not even a male-female issue, it's a people issue. Thank you, Christy. you know, this we're gonna be a real force for change, a real force for change, because then they're not going to be able to get over on us. I mean, if you look into history, that's how the the counterintelligence programs, I was about to say COINTELPRO programs, which would have been redundant, I'm tripping over my own tongue like I got Down syndrome or something.
Have you guys ever heard of We Are Change by chance?
I used to be a member of We Are Change New York for 2 years.
You know Lukey, and I'm actually no longer an administrator, but I'm still lurking in the background of the group. But what did you have to say about that? Was it the Freemason thing?
Okay, all right. Apparently you never heard of me. In fact, I was part of the team that exposed Luke for stealing money that was meant for first responders.
Wait, first and last name again?
Louis B.
Didn't you used to be on the show?
What show?
With Luke on We Are Change Live.
No.
Oh, okay. Louis B. Yeah, actually, you confronted him and asked him about that a few times. I did see you. You caught him at the subway station a couple times.
Yeah, that was at Ground Zero, and instead of answering the fucking question, he was stuffing food in his face and accusing me and my partner, you know, of being insane. So, I mean, why don't you just answer the question?
Well, let's say we put the Freemason thing and the money thing aside for a minute. Do you feel like We Are Change still has a good, you know, what they're doing is good, like exposing these groups at all, or exposing the numbers?
Honestly, in my time in the group, you know, and this is a conversation that I had with my former co-host, Benny Carnero, today. We could pass out all the damn pamphlets in the world. We could confront any of these politicians. What change is it going to do? I mean, you know, the most we could do is educate the people. That's it. Educating people. But the moment we stop paying into the system, and I'm guilty of this myself, I still pay taxes because you know I don't want to get railroaded because hey, I know I'm gonna lose the case. You gotta pick your battles, you know, and you know, exposing you know, educating other people is the best way to go. Because when the shit hits the fan, you want as many educated as people as possible knowing why they're rioting. Because you know what? What's happening in the Middle East is going to happen here sooner or later.
It's already happening in Minnesota and Illinois. Well, sort
you know
of.
What?
The unions are fighting.
Please, the unions make me fucking sick. Realistically, both sides are making me fucking sick. No one's asking the real question: where the fuck the money went? Why?
Middle class America against each other. That's what's
exactly.
happening over there.
Exactly. No one's asking, wait a minute, how come this country is still borrowing over its needs? No one's mentioning that. Where the fuck did our money go? In fact, the bigger question is every country in the world is in debt. Where the fuck the money went? Who the money went to? Who do we ultimately owe the money to? If everyone is in debt, that means there should be at least one country that has money, correct? Why is everyone... How come all these countries are running a deficit? Where did all this money go? And the answer is to the global elite, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. They're the ones...
The oligarchs of the world.
Exactly.
Does it make sense, though, that the same people that are holding all the money would be in charge of the country's demise, devaluing the money that they hold?
Of course, because they want to make it so impossible for countries to get out of the hole that they're in. Even if we take the reins of this out of control bus, because the bus driver caught a heart attack, you know that analogy. Even if we were able to grab the wheel, they want to make it sure that we can't stop it by cutting the brake lines and letting all the fluid out. So, I mean, that's why they're devaluing it, so that way we have absolutely no chance. But, I mean, again, if I could refer back to the conversation I had with my friend today, basically the one way to do it, and I hate to have to preach violence, and I'm not trying to preach violence, the way they did it was they blew up the credit card industry, the credit card companies in the movie Fight Club. I'm not saying start doing, blowing up shit. I'm just saying, just stop paying. Stop paying, and again, I'm guilty of paying myself. So I mean, it's easier said than done, obviously. But
we're going down the list of the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, I mentioned Luke; he's on the list. I guess there's another member that I'm kind of talking to that actually goes hand in hand with what you're talking about right now. I'm curious how familiar you guys were with a gentleman or the group known as the Republics behind Tim Turner.
I'm not too familiar with them, but I am familiar with Tim Turner, that he was a government agent. He's like actual COINTELPRO.
Based on...
He just was like it was a past tense. He is, you mean. Okay.
Yeah, he's probably already on a tropical island sipping some Mai Tais.
I'm just asking, like, based on what?
Basically based on the mainstream news, obviously.
Oh, okay. The enemy.
He's one of the top owners of almost some media networks. Hold on, I'm trying to Google his name right now.
Not Ted Turner, Tim Turner.
Tim Turner, oh, never mind. I got mixed up there. My fault.
Yeah. Anybody want to help with that? Or are you familiar with the Sovereign Movement at all? Sovereign Movement?
No.
Wow. You're asking about paying taxes, and I had mentioned earlier regarding the illegitimate corporation of the powers that be, you know, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, et cetera, are all corporations. They're not legitimate forms of government, anything.
They're not. Congress signed it over in 1913 to the Federal Reserve. That's how we got the current system that we have now. We used to have silver and gold-backed money. Now we don't. We just have a fiat currency where everything is fractional reserve, where the bank borrows $1 million and then puts 90% of that. They keep borrowing it until they reach 90% 10% of that $1 million. Like, they can basically lend or take in or about, I think, $9 million plus the $1 million that the, they can keep loaning it out. They can
right,
keep increasing it by 10%. Yeah.
Right. Based on 10%, they can loan out the 100% of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you $1,000, you can borrow out, what is it, $100,000?
Something like that.
But and that's not really where I was kind of going with. Well, the reason why I brought up, you know, sovereignty in general, I mean, you've heard of our country is sovereign from the Queen, or, you know, Wyoming, Montana, New Hampshire. Well, actually, most states applied for their own state sovereignty from out from under the Federation, or the federal government. Are you aware of those subjects?
I'm trying to remember the term.
Well, resorting back to the fact that their state constitution is the authority amongst that state, so therefore the federal guys, the powers that be, the corporation, they don't want their money. They don't want their quote-unquote help. They don't want their you know, politics. They don't want their lobbyists. They want to run just as the original forefathers intended for each and individual state to run as its own independent country amongst these united 50 republics.
Right.
That's how we were originally made to be. But unfortunately, again, since the Civil War, that Constitution being suspended and the United States becoming corporate and each state becomes a corporation, we got act. And that's why I also brought up when Social Security happened. You know, there are ways of redeeming yourself and pulling yourself out from underneath this corporate government, okay? You number one, are holding one of two or three pieces of paper in your pocket at this moment in time. You guys are have a wallet in your pocket right now, right? Unless you do the show in your pajamas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, pull out a state-issued driver's license or ID or even your Social Security card or birth certificate.
Yeah, and to clarify, I sometimes do this show in the nude.
Okay.
I just do that for the ladies, you know.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is, if you look at any of those IDs, there's something in common amongst all of us that we don't really realize. When you
right.
sign your name, for example, if your name's Michael, okay, you sign it capital M, small I, C H A E L. Say your last name's Jones, you sign it capital J, small O, N E S. Am I right?
Right.
But if you look at the ID itself right above your address or on your Social Security card right there in plain view or on your birth certificate especially, for some reason your name is in all capital
yes.
letters.
Exactly.
And that is not your name, my friend. The day you were born, your parents unwillingly and knowingly signed you over as a ward to the state that you were born in, which every single Social Security number that they can provide to the Federal Reserve, which in turn hands that into the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, receives a dollar amount for every Social Security, depending on the date and that they were born. Someone born in 1818 was probably only worth $10,000 maximum. But you're me born in 75, I was birthed at about 1.3 million, I believe. Someone born today, maybe about 2.5. And my children, after the 2012, December 22nd, and then 9 months later, they'd be right around worth $3 million if things go as they have due course. That is how our economy is made. And that is where we're being traded off. Those are the accounts that they have mishandled. And if you look up on your birth certificate, flip it right over. Anybody got children here? Go get that birth certificate, flip it over, and on the front side, not the side that if you ask for a copy, they give you the information side, but they don't give you the front side like we wanted from Obama.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on that side, there's a series of red, pink, or orange, I believe, digits and numbers. Put those all together and take that to a level 7 stockbroker. A level 7 stockbroker has certain capabilities and things that they can look up. Mutual funds. Look up that number in a mutual fund, and every last one of us, our butts have been bought and sold and traded as stock commodities from people we'll never meet. They hold the accounts. They literally own you. And that
you know who's going to see a dime from that? Kwai Chang Kane in the southern province of China, who's making 50 cents an hour as we speak, making them Nike, them Uptown Nike sneakers that freaking kids are over here are shooting each other for.
You know who's going to see a good portion of that is the man that runs the world. And right now, he's still George Bush, Sr. Not Grandpa Bush, not the son Bush, but the one in the middle. He runs the CIA. They all work for him. And they've got plants in every single major form of government across the world. That right there is what some should consider their enemy, that group. They're all illegal alphabet corporations. They have nothing to do with the government. They're all private. And there's 300 million of us, and only a few thousand of them. In this day and age, yeah, I'd be panicking too if I was on their side. I'd put everybody on that Southern Poverty Law Center list, which I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, Truther999 wants you to repeat, take the number off the back of your birth certificate and what?
The front of your birth certificate, not the information side, the other side, and you have to ask for a long form if you go to a courtroom and order it, or if you just get the original, that helps. You take that number and get a level 7 stockbroker to look up that account in mutual funds, and you'll find, yes, you are a traded commodity. That is your ticker number. If you look up on the stock exchange under mutual funds, there it is. That's your bond. That's you.
I'm digging for my birth certificate right now to check this out. Ah, here it is.
No, not the information side again. The other side.
Yeah, I'm looking at the back of it.
Certificate of live birth.
Certificate of live birth, and I think this is 8.
Okay, is it the numbers on the top right? Is it 6 digits?
Now, are you looking on the information side or the other side?
I'm looking at the, with my information on it. In the back, it says nothing.
Then you don't have the long form, and you don't have the original.
Yeah, I said this might have been a copy. I had the original got destroyed.
And I figured this out the hard way as well, because when I went in to ask for it, I got a piece of paper with just the information. You have to ask for the long form, and they're going to ask you why, because they don't want you to know what I'm trying to tell you. That's the only reason they give you the information side. If you got the original, you're in luck. If you ask for the long form and they ask you why you want it, just for my own security purposes, it's my birth certificate. That's all you need to know. Do your job. Give me the piece of paper. Pay for it. Deal with it.
I'm going to take a look into this. I want
to... You absolutely should.
What's with the red number on the top right on the copy, if you know?
You want to actually write that one down, because that most likely is the account number as well that you can, believe it or not, go through. You could find this on YouTube. I was just watching it yesterday, that you take those numbers and you can... I probably shouldn't
okay,
be saying this live on the air.
Somebody's asking me... What number I have an MU cert right in front of me? 11 digits?
That sounds about right.
In fact, let me add him to the conference, because I was going to bring him on anyways, because he wants to talk about what's going on in Greece. He's with We Are Change Greece right now. And to answer Truther999's questions, yes, I am completely naked. So. Yes. So anyways, Ant, do we got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Reese?
Hey, sweetie.
What's going on? You guys can hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you good.
There's a little delay, but you're good.
Oh. Well, first thing I want to...
Okay, what?
Okay, I locked him. I heard first thing I want to...
Yeah.
Think we lost him.
Greece, are you still there? Yeah, I think we lost him.
Yeah, Ant, you there? Let me check. Yeah, he's still there. This is quite queer. Queer indeed.
He might be on Skype. I'm assuming his headphones went out. He might have hit mute.
Or just lag.
Because it sounded like he was on Skype. He was lagging. It can't be that bad.
Some some uh, someone named Pedro Tamale, which is probably a troll. Weird change. I hope they support unions and commie protests. Oi. Yeah, I personally do not support the unions. I do believe that they are being a little bit they're being selfish because everyone else has to pay into their benefits. They take it out, and in fact, I don't think unions are fair towards the workers that they say they protect.
Unions were put into place to protect the worker. They have mutated into something that's like out of control. I mean, like group voting and whatnot for representatives and presidential elections.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is up? Yeah, I mean, they give more money towards campaigns for only one side than anything else. I mean, the question I would be asking if I was in union: what the hell are you spending the money in union dues that I'm paying you for? That's supposed to be so that way you guys could pay for lawyers and whatnot to protect me from getting fired, or, you know, in case they start doing unsane stuff, to protect me from you know, losing a hand or catching mesothelioma or gingivitis. You know, something like that.
I just noticed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, the SPLC, if you look at the upper left-hand corner, they have the two scales.
Let me try to get Anthony back on.
They have the two scales for justice up there, but I'm noticing, and I do notice these symbols quite often, those two little nifty pyramids that happen to be here at the SPLC.
And the pyramid, pyramid in the middle.
Yeah, Anthony, you're back on.
Y'all see you guys, die for us.
Yes, sir.
I just want to bring to the attention, you guys, are you aware of the new project World Can't Wait launched?
I heard World Can't Wait before.
Well, they launched a website called warcriminalswatch.org.
Walk?
Are you aware of this website? Yeah, War Criminals Watch.
War Criminal?
WarCriminalWatch.com.
.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
It's a great site. You go there, you click on the events, and you have everyone from Bush to Condoleezza Rice, Ray McGovern. You think they have them and all their events when they're going to be there.
Is this a sort of way to link up with people that wanted to protest these people?
Or just a database, a good tool, resource to confront, you know, these war criminals.
Okay, yeah, I've got a long, long list of those people. Most of them just voted yes on the Patriot Act.
U.S. film premiere of Standing Army with Ray McGovern. This week on the February 27th in New York at Thalia Theater and Symphony Space. Oh.
And then you got Bush on March 2nd in Washington.
Mm-hmm. I will bookmark this for later.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I highly suggest you troll these motherfuckers. or as I like to call them, niggers. Yep, I said it.
Drum roll, the dun dun.
Yeah, nah, I got nothing. I know. Yeah, I know. Sometimes it happens.
You know, my great grandmother actually, kind of strange, you know, they actually fought in the war together. It's kind of hard to explain the whole history behind the great great grandfather, how the great great grandfather went, but she was African American, so, I mean, I do take a little bit of when I hear that word, considering that I've got a bazillionth of a 25th. African American in me, but
so do I. I'm Puerto Rican. I mean, they brought the slaves to Puerto Rico, and apparently the Taino Indians and the blacks were like, let's get it on, and that's what happened.
Hey man, they were stuck in the trenches, you know. Others needed.
I mean, in fact, most Hispanics are just basically descendants from rape babies. So I mean.
I'm looking watch.org. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going back.
It's not popping up for whatever reason.
It's warcriminalswatch.org.
Got it. I didn't have the plural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
They just
shows Hillary on the front page.
So you said you were part of the We Are Change group currently, or was this the same guy? Or?
I started with the group in New York. I moved out here to Greece about almost two years now. I've been living in Greece.
Oh, okay. And, so you know each, all three of you guys know each other as well through We Are Change?
Well, me and Lou, yes.
Yeah.
I used to have Big Macs all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, cool. Hey. Nice to meet you, man. So what brought you out to Greece?
I have family out here, and I don't know if you're aware, in 2008 when they killed that 16-year-old kid. Do you remember the riots they had here December 2008?
I recall it vaguely. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they were rioting for a month and a half here, so that really affected me. And made me want to come out here and try to change some things, try to, you know, do things and things like that. But actually, I was at, have you seen the news out of Greece from today?
No.
Yeah. No, we haven't been hearing a lot from what's going on over there.
It was on InfoWars. It's on Yahoo's homepage. I actually lived in the second largest city in Greece. And if you go to wearechangegreece.com, you can see the video from the protest today. Pretty much what happened at today's protest here, maybe about 20,000 people, very large contingency, peaceful for the most part. My favorite part was you had about five kids who had a metal pole with a rope at the end, and they went to every bank, lassoed a camera and ripped down every camera along the parade route, the protest route. But at one point, to separate the protest, the cops start throwing stun grenades and tear gas for no reason whatsoever. And then from there, things just escalated, and, you know, it was quite a scene. In Athens, it was worse. In Athens, it was, they hit a police officer in the head with a Molotov.
Oh,
and you
shit.
Just see, I mean, it's unbelievable. The video's on the website. I took it from RT. They have RT has the best riot footage you can imagine.
Yeah, in fact, I'm on the latimes.com. You actually see the guy, his neck is still on fire. He got his helmet off. You would think, this is not the first time they would throw a Molotov cocktail. I'll be walking around with at least one of those, like, portable mini fire extinguishers just in case.
Yeah,
you know, if I was a cop.
Hey, Tony, I'm just curious if you're aware of which police officers those were. Were those Grecian police, local authority, or was that UN troops, just out of curiosity?
Police where?
For example, the guy that took the Molotov cocktail, or the ones that were throwing the grenades at you?
The guy with the guy in Thessaloniki, Ryan, they're Matt, which is the Greeks. SWAT team, kind of. The one who got hit, I believe, is Dias, which is like the motorcycle gang of the police. And his motorcycle actually blew up. I mean, go to WHC Greece or We Are Change Greece. It's the same thing. The first post and look at the video. I was actually looking to the main. I was hit twice by the cops. One point I was walking to the main square. I see five undercover cops surrounded this one kid and seriously just throwing him a beat. And I'm taping it. And they come up to me, they grab me, totally manhandle me. And I was saved by some old guy who came over and was like, get your fucking hands off of him. And then at another point, a cop comes up to me on taping and, smacks me and tries to grab the camera from my hand. So, the Nazis here, they're pretty fascist.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, I mean, that's that's why you guys are fighting him so hard over there.
Yeah, I mean, they try to instigate things all the time. I mean, protests here will be peaceful, and they just, I mean, you'll have people marching peacefully, and then they'll try to intrude on our space, you know, like they did today. They try to break up the whole protest by throwing stuff. I mean, you watch the video. The noise is unbelievable. You know, trying to break us up, but you know what? The difference I always see between America and Greece and most of Europe is that here, the government and the cops are afraid of the people. You know, for the most part, in America, the protesters, when they protest, they're afraid of the cops. But we kick them off the street during the protests. You know, we had our little anarchists with their sticks and flags and all that stuff, and they beat them back and we took back the streets.
You know, I'm watching the video right now, and I'm noticing that the people that had that pole that were pulling down the cameras, that's black ops. That's not even normal civilians right there. They're all wearing the same anarchist.
Those are kids. I know those kids. Those aren't black ops, bro.
Okay, because they're wearing the same masks as the other cats usually. So these guys were just trying to stay undercover. You don't think they were, quote-unquote, you know,
right? All the anarchists here wear, like, you know, black masks and things like that. It's very common.
It is. I was there during the G20 protest. A lot of the anarchists were wearing the same thing. Same scarf, yeah. Same kind of hoodie.
Oh, yeah, they always did. They always wear black. I mean, they had a TV show here, a popular talk show host, during the riots in 2008, and they have exposed the anarchists here, the so-called anarchists who work with the police. You know, they had pictures of anarchists, a video. They had a video with these guys breaking, you know, dressed like anarchists, breaking shop windows, breaking all the shit, and then going behind the police lines.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I was actually assuming this group was for a minute there.
Hmm. No, I mean, it happens here, and are aware of it, that, you know, there are some, you know, however you want to call it, COINTEL, black ops, agent provocateurs who, you know, infiltrate protests and try to, you know, give the protest a bad name or something to that effect.
Interesting. Sorry, man, I'm still watching the video. What's that?
Revolution spread into the states.
You know, that's something that most people are kind of holding off preparations for. I know there's a lot of other generals that I've talked to across the country that are making leaps and bounds as far as organizing people. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Watchmen program. They're more advanced than we are. They're a national group. You know, there's a membership required, and they have a process as far as getting people involved. But you know, they're all, a lot of people are ready. A lot of people are locked and loaded. I actually read some really good information here that was sent to me by email not too long ago about the amount of guns that are actually in the United States at this point in time. And I believe it was in the upwards of, if I'm not mistaken, 700,000 FOID cards were actually issued in just one state alone, not to mention, you know, another 650,000 in, I think it was Wisconsin. You know, there's 20% more
of the population right there.
Yeah, you're looking at, you know, 450 million guns in this country right now, and it's really the people that are holding on to them.
450 million?
I'm actually trying to look it up in my email right now, the exact numbers, but I thought it was extremely interesting. I could not hear it. Hold on. All right, I'll just read this out loud if you guys don't mind. 600,000 hunters got permits in Wisconsin this year. Over the last 2 months, the 8th largest army in the world, more men under arms than Iran, more than France and Germany combined, deployed to the woods of a single American state to keep their deer population under control. That pales in comparison to the 750,000 who are in the woods of Pennsylvania this week. Michigan's 700,000 hunters have now returned home. Tossing a 250,000 hunters in West Virginia, and it is literally the case that the hunters of these four states alone would compromise the largest army in the world. And that's just four states, not including Texas or Tennessee in the western states. The total population of registered hunters in America today ranges from 23 to 43.7 million individuals, based on annual data provided by foreign terrorists anymore. We'll take care of them. It's the ones inbound, the UN troops, the Chinese troops, the Mexican troops, the ones that are right here in our country training right now, the UN troops. Those are the guys we should be worried about.
Hmm.
Oh, there's some good numbers.
I was actually reading something today that China's preparing its people for the fall of the dollar by having the whole, encouraging the whole population just to buy silver.
Oh, so what we just learned, that China listens to Max Kaiser. That's what I learned today. China listens to Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser has a huge following in China. They want to crash Goldman Sachs.
I mean, if you did your research, you'll find that there's 20,000 troops that came in from Mexico into our country over the course of the last 6 months. We've had German troops training on our urban ground, being trained the way our armies are trained to fight in urban situations, but using, you know, American buildings as their program. That kind of worries me when other countries are learning how to take on Americans on American soil in American buildings. That bothers me.
They just signed a treaty, Canada and the United States, to utilize each other's armies in case of civil disobedience.
They also opened our trade lines, giving us a blend of economy. You know, people in the past have talked about the North American Union. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah.
You know, this is just one. Really? Okay. Seriously.
He was about to be like, what?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you were playing with me, though, dude. I was about to give you a tongue lashing, but, hey, take it back. I take it back. Not in that sense, all right, boss? But, you know, it's happening. It's happening before our eyes, and it's just happening in very small, incremental, stepping stones, and it's just one more factor we need to watch out for. I mean, we are just smothered right now from all avenues that you could possibly imagine, from the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, you know, our jobs, our economy, our families, our health, the drugs, not to mention our state sovereignties are at risk. Our country's sovereignty is at risk. Our personal sovereignty has been at risk. And we just sit there snorting down our Big Macs and slurping down our Starbucks and, you know, eating our Dunkin' Doof Nuts, and we don't really do anything more than press the next button on the remote control because we're too bored to pay attention.
No, we're too comfortable to pay attention. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, when the electricity turns off like it did on the East Coast a few years back, you think people start waking up then?
Oh, yeah.
Is nobody paying anybody to run the electric company? Because money has no value and nobody's shipping food anymore because gas has become too expensive. You know, when Monsanto takes what natural sources of food we do have left, you know, and burns it or modifies it or fills it with, alfalfa-based mold. And, I mean, this stuff's going to happen in our lifetime, man. We need to either go fully one way, which is the way they want it, or the other way, where people want to really get us out of this downward spiral that we're on. Again, I ultimately stay behind the fact, man, there's 300-some-odd million of us and only a few, 100,000 of them. We can do this. There's no reason why we can't. We, the people, should remain strong and at least find some common ground and get on the same page because, get on board before you have nothing to lose.
Right. As long as we're, you know, fighting against each other like in Wisconsin and Illinois,
Again, I mean, I am so fed up with all this coverage about the Illinois state or Michigan unions. I mean, they're not asking the real questions, and they're, again, they're just fighting each other, like you guys said.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the same thing that they did on the melting pot scenario. It's like when they have these urban areas, like they always just let everybody fight each other instead of realizing that they're in the same position as everybody else. So you have gang wars and, you know, whatnot fighting against each other instead of, hey, realizing that, hey, we're all in the same position. We're all in the same piece of shit. Or they don't realize that they're in it together, that they keep fighting each other until, you know, everybody's dead or whatever.
You know, in situations look like that, you've got to really look at the people that are in control, that are, you know, are making bureaucratical decisions on behalf of people that they have no standing, no actual authority to do so. I mean, there's some guys that, and I mean that with the term G-U-I-S-E, there's a guys that, you know, well, I'm part of the union because, I, you know, we're the people, we're speaking out. You know, there's always somebody at the top that's changing and altering things that aren't in the best interest of the group, period, no matter how you look at it. You know, if people did away with unions and all just kind of just set a framework or set the ground or set the bar, the companies would have to do what they have to do. You know, you can have all the same bennies, you can have all the same pay rate and all the other spoils and superlatives as a group and not have to be any under any union. I mean, you guys have seen it before plenty of times where the corruption goes when it comes to unions anyway. You put a couple people in power, they're going to abuse that authority. And, I mean, geez, if you don't know about Chicago and mafias and unions.
Unions are mafias. Mafias are unions. It's just
that's
that.
That's really what it is.
One is sponsored by the government. One is just, you know, down on the black market. Two sides of the same coin.
Hey, African-American market. We will not put up with racism on this show.
To understand that, the only thing you have to do is look at our September 11th workers. When they took the steel away, the union had their hands in that, were taking the steel and making money off of it.
Shipping it off to China before we can actually study it and analyze it. I mean, like, they got rid of all the evidence. Like, they got rid of the slick.
Mafia made a mint off of that.
The worldwide racketeering ring.
I mean, if anything, unions are there, you know, for the lazy man. You didn't want to show up at a meeting to discuss what it is so that, you know, you felt was important to you. So, therefore, supposedly you told one guy who voted for these guys who's going to go ahead and represent you. Don't let anybody represent you but you. And that's where they gave it away. That's where they gave away the farm, in my eyes.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys want to switch topics for a minute? I'd like to hit on that birth certificate thing again.
Go ahead, buddy.
Mm-hmm. You guys cool with that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have my birth certificate right in front of me. I needed to get it from my Greek citizenship. Okay, it has 11 digits on it. Is the number I have to look up 11 digits?
Well, let me ask you this. What you have in your hand, is this a United States issued document or a Greece issued document?
I was born from the State Department of Vital Records.
So, in America. And what state?
New York.
All right, yeah. Well, if you have the original or the long form, again, it's on the other side where the information is not. You should have, it sounds like you found it earlier when you mentioned 11, 12-digit number. There should be numbers and letters, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, mine has numbers and letters, too. I think this is the long version.
All right, great. And then you would basically...
It is 11 digits. And there's also another 3-digit code on the front of it. I guess that's for the file.
Take that data, write it down, or just hang on to what's in your hand. Get that to a level 7 stockbroker and tell them to look it up on the stock exchange under mutual funds, that information. And that's your bond. That's your account. That's what exactly how our economy runs is based on the fact that the IMF gives the Federal Reserve a certain dollar amount for every Social Security and that account number that they can give to them. And
so
everybody.
So it's this number plus the number on the back of my Social Security number, correct?
No, birth certificate.
Just the birth certificate number. Nothing on my Social Security.
Well, the Social Security number, I VPN that ties you to that account. That everybody's got one independently, so that's your tie to it. But no, the numbers on the back of your birth certificate in red or orange or pink is one of the three, depending on what generation you are, I believe. That's it right there. Take that information, get it to a level 7 stockbroker, have them look it up in mutual funds on the National Stock Exchange, and there's going to be a commodity there. It's stock lock and loaded, just like if you looked up DMT or TLF or ACLI or whatever, stocks that you happen to be watching, there you are. There you are. That's you. And you're
being... I'm definitely going to have to look that up. Piqued my curiosity here.
Well, if that does, you should really look into what's considered accepted for value in A4V, because you could also, and I do recommend you write it down, in A4V, accepted for value, you can actually deter debt to that account, and that will pay your debts. I mean, who else should be able to run that account but you? It's you. It's your account.
Oh, wait, so would I be able to claim this account?
Well, there are ways to do that, yes. You should definitely look into personal sovereignty. Can I recommend a website to you?
Sure. What's the website? I'll bookmark it, because right now I'm just trying to absorb all this information right now. Go on. Shoot the website.
Well, say for definite, there's a few that I can think of. You'll go ahead and want to look up. You're in the United States, correct?
Yep.
I'd definitely go to
www.republic of the United States.org.
And the second one would be www.sovereign-citizenship.net. And then if you want to just go ahead and Google this one, I happen to be an administrator on this site, is just look up the term sovereign authority.
Let me shoot this question at you. You said it's a mutual fund. Who's the fund manager? Because I have a friend who's a stockbroker, or we should definitely have him on the show one day.
That would depend who over in the Federal Reserve decided to pluck and use you as chattel. I mean, some companies actually do still stock buy and hold the rights to that bond, but the only reason is because you haven't claimed it. Nobody else should really have that bond but you, considering there's transactions being made in your name in all capital letters through that account. If you were to go ahead and get smart, like most of these people have done, you would go ahead and, set up a trust in your name, set up a bond in your name, and also copyright your name the way you sign it, and in all capital letters. You would definitely, here, I have recently acquired a few documents that I haven't fully filled out, but definitely have piqued my curiosity if you give me 2 minutes here.
Yeah, I'm going to be ending the show in 10 minutes, because, we've already gone
40 minutes past the mark.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You guys
want to
do this again sometime, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, we could do this on Friday, I mean, if you guys want, because tomorrow I'm going to be having someone talking about what is the Venus Project and just ask questions about what it is. And see if it's as bad as they say it is.
If you like, I happen to have dabbled in that as well. I've got a lot of investigations going on, but I am in communication with the Illinois director of that group. If you'd like to get him on the phone.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Well, I got the what's his name? I forgot the.
If you got the main guys, I mean, great.
I think I do got the main guy. The guy that actually hung out with. I don't know. I know nothing of the Venus Project.
If you've seen the movie Zeitgeist or Addendum, Zeitgeist Addendum, or Zeitgeist, the new one was Moving Forward.
Yeah.
Those are all very interesting videos. Although
yeah,
some of it turned me off.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Addendum. Addendum totally turned me off. I mean, you know, I like to be compensated for my work. I don't want to, you know, that, you know, oh, well, you got to do for the good of society and all that nonsense. So, but I'm going to...
The Venus Project is pretty much the activist of life, guys. They have the Z Day coming up on March 12th, which is a worldwide protest day.
Yeah, so I'm just going to have this guy on, and I've had him on before, and there was a debate, but I haven't watched Moving Forward yet. I just remember watching this whole thing with the whole religious nonsense, and then, you know, having a one-world government type crap going on in there, and I just really got turned off with that.
Well, yeah, I think when we hear one world and things of that nature, we kind of go, oh, shit, you know, the New World Order, oh, my God, what is this doing? What he really was looking for is to remove the government and let the people run the show and build a sustainable economy where everybody's just on the same page. I don't really think he wants, you know, Obama or Antichrist or whoever, you know, another Saddam or another Hitler to run the whole show. That's really just giving it back. None of this can be done without the people's consent, regardless. So I think that's what people need to realize. There's not going to be a hostile takeover where you must comply and be part of the self-sustaining economy and the bubble, so to speak. It's not necessarily where people, you know, again, watch out for disinformation, man, because that'll hurt you. And you know, I don't fully condone everything, especially when it came to exasperating religion as they did through the original Zeitgeist program. That did bother me a little bit. But, you know, there are some good ideas there. I mean, we should make products the first time that last for a long time, and we don't. You know, we should create our own food and energy efficient everything, to be honest with you. All that makes sense, but, you know, anybody who sees it as a totalitarian state across the world, and, you know, you need to kind of watch out for people that, again, cause disinformation based on the lack of education or have another outcome in mind. You know, maybe that's what they want to lean people towards. You got to watch out for disinformation.
I mean, Louis, what do you think about the segment they did on 9/11 on the on addendum?
Well, I mean, a lot of this stuff is spot on, especially when they start talking about the the national ID cards and stuff like that. I mean, of course they're going to mix a lot of truth with a lot of nonsense, so that way, you know, it's believable, because, I mean, to make a convincing lie, you need to have a lot, you need to mix a lot of truth in it, so that way it's believable.
Well, RFID chips do exist all over the place.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm...
The biggest problem with the movie was the religious aspect of it.
Yeah, that bothered me. I mean, it woke me up to some effect, but...
It was comparing Jesus' birth to other gods or something to that effect, no?
I mean, it made sense to a degree, but...
Right.
That's what it pretty much said, in effect, no?
Anyways, guys, I'd like to thank you guys for coming on. And like,
thanks a lot, Louie. I'm glad you're here.
Brian, Marino, thanks for coming on. You guys... Whenever you want to come on, let me know. You guys got, again, you guys got a forever invitation. You guys don't even have to ask, just call him, and, you know.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. I also like to thank people for listening. Like to let's go to the line, because I like to name people, give people a shout out. Like to thank Foxhound, Casey, another Fox up in there, Nancy, Christy, Olaf, Anon, Lieutenant Wolfpack. And more Anons. Like to thank you all for listening. Come back tomorrow. We're gonna have I forgot his damn name. We're gonna be talking about the Venus Project and the Zeitgeist movement, and I'm gonna be asking him questions about whatever questions I have come up from Zeitgeist moving forward. And yeah, so we're gonna have a healthy debate and no cussing out each other, because, you know, that's not how you learn. And that's not how you catch somebody that's lying. You don't start yelling at them and acting a fool. You let them bury themselves, because they tell on themselves. The New World Order, they tell on themselves. We are able to use the rope that they freaking hung themselves with to fuck them with, and no homo. So anyways, exactly. With that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Come back tomorrow, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.